This is Louis Navalier. It's Friday, June 13th. Okay, well, we have oil prices up sharply. We have gold prices up sharply. Obviously, gold's the best oasis for you during these trying times. But the Israeli strike on Iran has been devastating. Not only do they use over 200 airplanes for over 100 targets, they killed key Republican Guard leaders. They killed some nuclear scientists. And, you know, the remaining leaders in Iran are hiding in a secure facility somewhere. And Israel's not messing around. This is going to last up to 14 days, according to Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. had advanced knowledge of this. Iran rejected our proposal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said they weren't in compliance. Iran was defiant, wanted to enrich more uranium. And President Trump basically said Iran better settle up and make a deal, otherwise there'll be, quote-unquote, nothing left. So the main thing that the financial markets are watching is they don't want this to spread. Our embassies in Baghdad, Bahrain, and Kuwait were all evacuated yesterday. We certainly don't want any U.S. military facilities to be hit, because then the U.S. might have to join in and retaliate. But, Israel knows what it's doing, and Iran will not be a nuclear nation. And it's as simple as that. And you may remember several weeks ago there was an explosion at an Iranian port where they had their missile fuel. And Iran right now is only responding with drones. They may not have enough fuel to launch missiles, and that's a good development. So there was a window here where Israel could really try to take out all these facilities without the fear of the big missiles coming. Now, the U.S. is running the missile protection systems. This isn't the Iron Dome that Israel has. These are facilities for longer range missiles. So it's going to be quite fascinating to watch what happens here. But I think stock market's holding up remarkably well considering what's going on. And I'm proud I own the gold stocks that help protect us during these trying times. And we still have energy stocks, but the big integrated energy companies are obviously going to benefit from higher crude oil prices. So trying times, it's going to last the rest of the month. So hang on, folks. This is not over, but we just want to make sure this doesn't spread. So that's your update. I wouldn't sell any stocks because of this. Good stocks always bounce right back. I don't see our economy being adversely affected by this at all. So let's just hope that cooler heads prevail and that Iran eventually does an agreement to make the world a safer place. And the U.S. is trying to facilitate that. And we'll see if they will take us up on our offer. In the meantime, the IDF and Israel are very, very capable, and this is going to be a historic operation. That's it. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions, so they'll probably be early next week. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.